Joe Biden wants you taxed to the brink, under the thumb of the IRS, and controlled with a digital dollar. That's why thousands of hardworking, patriotic Americans are opting out by diversifying their savings with the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Right now, Goldco is offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver, but only while supplies last, so don't wait. Go to HannityGold.com to learn how to get started today. That's HannityGold.com.
Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. Hey, consider more fun, more fitness, and more relaxation for much less with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa by our friends at Master Spas, now with up to $2,000 off with their global sales event this month. Now, it's more than a hot tub. It offers hydrotherapy, comfortable seating, and a spacious swimming area for convenient exercise. Now, it's built right here in the U.S. Just go to masterspas.com. You can get up to $2,000 off. Make sure to use the promo code Hannity in the upper right-hand corner. Exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand that I trust, masterspas.com. Frank, hour two, Sean Hannity Show. Thanks for being with us. Toll-free, our number is 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. I've said it many times. I mean it. It's sad to say we are a constitutional republic, and our constitution is the foundation for every law that we have in this country. We see lawlessness everywhere. We don't see equal application of our laws. We don't see equal justice of our laws. Joe Biden doesn't get to pick and choose which laws he wants to enforce and then not only ignore other laws like at the border. If you look at the case of Roger Stone, here's a guy that was accused of a process crime, lying to Congress. And what happens? He gets a pre-dawn raid, guns drawn, 30 people, tactical gear, frogmen, and fake news CNN cameras capturing the whole episode. I'm sure they just happened to be wandering in the neighborhood at 5 a.m. or 6 a.m. or whatever time of day it was when they arrested Roger Stone. Then, of course, they want to put Roger Stone away in jail for the rest of his life. And meanwhile, top echelon in the FBI accused of the exact same thing and were referred for investigation. Nothing ever happens. They end up getting TV gigs. They write books. And then they get their pensions back even after it had been determined by the FBI that they had lied. That's not equal justice. And if it continues down this path, if Hillary Clinton can get away with her dirty dossier and deleting subpoenaed emails and then the dirty dossier that is unverifiable and full of lies then is used to spy on a presidential candidate, a transition team, and a president, and nobody's held accountable for that, I would argue that, you know, the very republic that we love is in deep trouble. Anyway, here to weigh in on it is Roger Stone. Welcome back to the program, sir. By the way, I know your wife's been sick. She was diagnosed. You've been very public about it. I wouldn't bring it up otherwise. And she's been battling cancer. How's she doing?
Sean, she's doing amazingly well. I mean, just extraordinarily well. She's a very strong woman, and she has faced this adversity with great bravery. Her head is in a great place, both spiritually, and she's doing very well medicinally. We have chosen to use holistic and homeopathic remedies and prayer, strongest possible combination. But Sean, let me say at the top, when we were in this two-year struggle for my freedom, when I was framed by an illegitimate, malicious prosecution, when they were squeezing me to testify falsely against the president to try to create, you know, an article of impeachment, you were one of the few conservatives who stepped forward both publicly and privately, giving me private advice, spiritual advice, going on the air, radio and television, pointing out the injustice of my case. And this is something Mrs. Stone and our family will never forget. Never.
Roger, it's not hard to stand up for the right thing. That does not define courage, really.
And what happened here is we're not going to survive as a republic, Roger. And I'm not, this is not hyperbole to me. This is just a reality. If you have the exact same charges against top people in the deep state or the FBI, not the 99% that I believe are good people, but the 1% that abuse power and are corrupt, and they're referred for the exact same, quote, crime that they're trying to charge you with, and nothing happens to them. We've lost our justice system, Roger. That is a real clear present danger to our country.
On the very day that the D.C. Circuit Court upheld my conviction, despite the fact that the jury forewoman was caught red-handed attacking me by name regarding the case in which she had been selected as juror on Facebook and Twitter the year before, and attacking President Trump, which she had on a private setting during the jury selection and my trial, and then quietly deleted, the prosecutor in my case, who was also overseeing the investigation into Andrew McCabe, announced that there would be no charges brought against McCabe. Talk about two-tiered justice. He admitted lying to the FBI. In my case, any misstatement I made before the House Intelligence Committee was immaterial. It hid no underlying crime. Mr. Stone, did you have a club sandwich on August 7th? I don't remember. Well, did the club sandwich have mayonnaise or mustard? I think it was mustard. No, sir, it was mayonnaise. You lied. I mean, it's that insignificant. But it was a frame job with a biased judge who could not conceal her hatred for me and for the president. A completely rigged jury, not a single military veteran, not a single non-Democrat, not a single Roman Catholic, not a single African-American male. It's almost statistically impossible, except for some way they figure out a way to do it. It was a Soviet-style show trial. And I thank Jesus Christ and the Lord for giving Donald Trump the strength and the courage to pardon me, first commuting my sentence and then giving me an unconditional pardon just before Christmas. He saved my life. And I'm convinced that I was saved for some greater purpose. And when he is ready to reveal to me what that is, I will be in the Lord's service.
What do you think, after going through all of this, what does it tell you about what you now know about the country that others that have never lived through this? I mean, I know people follow it, but most people I know are really busy, Roger. You know, they're getting up, they're getting the kids off to school, get some breakfast in their stomach, they make their lunch, they race out, they put in their 12, 14-hour days, they help their kids with their homework, they hopefully turn on Hannity and fall asleep right after, right? Or after Laura. And everybody's so busy that they just don't have time to get involved, in large part, I would argue, because of the confiscatory taxation in this country. As you look at the future of the country and you listen and you see what's happening with Biden, you compare the time that Donald Trump was president, the hatred of that man is beyond any description that I can use on this program. And I don't know which way the country's headed yet. I hope that 2022 becomes 2010 on steroids and human growth hormone, but I can't assure everybody that.
Well, first of all, our judicial system is epically broken. I mean, the regulations that Attorney General Bill Barr signed in April of 2020 said that if you were 65 years old or over and you were convicted of a nonviolent crime, you were supposed to be sent to home confinement. They wanted to send me to a dank Georgia prison where they insisted there were no COVID-19 cases. I was 68 years old at the time with a lifetime history of asthma. This was a de facto death sentence. We only know because the head of the prison guards union at that facility contacted my lawyers and said, they're lying. There's 200 or more cases here that they're concealing. That actually came out within days of my sentence being commuted. But you see, if I died in prison, then I never would have gotten to my appeal, and my appeal would have exposed Mueller, Weissman, the judge, the jury, the entire process. They couldn't afford to have that happen. So, no, I was marked for death. There's no question about that. And thank God for the hundreds of thousands of patriots who prayed for me, who donated to my legal defense fund. And now, Sean, I face 17 totally baseless, unsubstantiated, groundless harassment civil suits filed by crackpots, Soros-funded leftists, and hysterical Democrats.
Wait a minute, you're being sued? You have 17 separate lawsuits against you? I'm not trying to laugh, but I'm like, good grief.
No, it's called lawfare. It's the filing of totally baseless but really sensationalized lawsuits. President Trump and I were sued in one suit. They delivered the process server delivered it only 2 weeks ago, and it reads like a press release. And then Stone and Trump ordered the rabble to charge the Capitol. No, he didn't. There's no evidence to support any of that. It is totally baseless. But between now and the end of the year, my legal fees will be another $250,000 just to move to dismiss these cases. It's payback. The bloodlust for me on Twitter is beyond anything that you've seen. I mean, it is hysterical. I don't let my kids or my grandkids look at it because it's too upsetting. People calling for the death of me. People saying, "Oh, Stone's wife is dying of cancer. This is pain." No, that's PTSD from 2 years of harassment by Mueller and his thugs. And it's not incidental that her cancer came on shortly after I was pardoned, shortly after we were trying to get my life back on track.
Quick break. More with Roger Stone on the other side. 800-941-SHAWN, our number. You want to be a part of the program. We'll get to your calls coming up straight ahead.
With everything going on in the world today, the war, the inflation, the geopolitical tensions, $33 trillion in national debt, it's no wonder people are looking to diversify their savings with gold and silver. But who does Sean Hannity choose for his gold and silver? None other than the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Goldco is a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner with over 5,000 five-star reviews, and they've helped thousands of Americans place over $2 billion in gold and silver. They're Sean Hannity's top choice. And right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver for Sean Hannity listeners. But it's first come, first served, and only while supplies last. So don't wait. Go to HannityGold.com to learn how you could get started today. You may qualify for up to $10,000 in bonus silver. So don't wait. Go to HannityGold.com. That's HannityGold.com. HannityGold.com.
Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you'll get unlimited talk and text, plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk, a veteran-owned company. Now, you get the same quality service that you get from the big carriers, AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, but you get it at half the cost. The average family saves close to $1,000 a year. And guess what? There's no activation fees and no contract to sign. And they use the same cell towers and the same 5G network. Make the switch today. And if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. Anyway, this is a company that shares your values. They support our military and our veterans. And by the way, they don't advertise on fake news networks, thankfully. Go to the website, puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch. It's simple. It's fast. It's easy. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. All right, who's there for heroes or their families left behind when a service member or a first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless vets? And who helps our nation to never forget 9/11/01? I'll tell you who. It's the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Now the foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responders, Smart Home, and Homeless Veterans programs and the foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrances all across America. Over 80 runs, walks, climbs a year, dozens of golf outings, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute. They're educating kids from kindergarten through 12th grade to help our nation keep their vow to never forget. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. They're hoping all of us will donate $11 a month. Just go to their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org, the letter T, number 2, letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
All right, we continue now more with Roger Stone. Your wife is sick. I mean, obviously, stress. Everything I've read is proven to be connected to some cancers and health issues for sure. And you're bankrupt when you come out of this whole process. And now you got to pick up the pieces, or at least attempt to pick up the pieces of your life now. And you, I know you're grateful. One thing that I did notice over the course of the time that you had gone through all of this, you know, you seem to have really emerged in terms of your personal faith, belief in God. It seems to have given you almost a whole new life.
There's no question about that. I'm still a happy warrior. I'm not going to give up this fight. No, I will not settle any of these lawsuits. They tried to smear me on January 6th. Sorry, I wasn't there. Know nothing about it. ABC News was particularly atrocious and vicious in their attempts at guilt by association. Sean, you know this because...
Well, if you're not there, how can they hold you accountable for anything?
Were you involved
in any of the planning that went on? I assume the answer is no.
I know nothing about it. There's nothing for me to turn over. I know nothing about it. I was shocked as anybody else. It was counterproductive for those in the Trump movement. And I think a lot of it is suspicious. And more we learn about FBI informants planted in the crowd and the misconduct of Capitol Hill police officers. But 7 Capitol Hill police officers are suing President Trump and I, claiming that we denied them their civil rights and we endangered them. Bulltucky, that's nonsense. But it's lawfare. These lawsuits read like a press release, not like a legal pleading. But they have no evidence or proof to back them up. It's just wild conjecture. And they release them at Friday at 6 o'clock. That way they can make sure you don't get your comment in denying it all and pointing out the baselessness of it.
That's typical PR 101. Let me ask you this question. Where do you see the country headed? We know where it's headed under Biden. Nothing he's doing is working. I've chronicled that every day and every night. My next question is, you know, for example, do you think we really have a shot in Virginia, maybe even New Jersey? I would think New Jersey is really hard. But in Virginia, at least polls showed that it's a dead heat. I don't know. It's a blue state. But more importantly, the House for the Republicans in 2022. We have the most important bellwether Senate races that you could ever want in the lead up to 2024. And do you think, and would you want Donald Trump to run again? Do you think he will, and do you want him to?
Well, I certainly want him to, because I think he's the only one with the courage and the strength both to hold the American First movement together, but to take the fight right to these epic criminals. But Sean, I hate to answer your question with a question, but what guarantee do we have that we will have free, fair, honest, transparent elections?
If you follow my show, I'm urging every state to bring election integrity issues into play. For example, in Vermont, they allow illegal immigrants to vote in certain areas. That can't happen. You need voter ID, signature verification, chain of custody controls, updated voter rolls every election, and partisan observers need to watch the count up close and personal, start to finish. That's the only way that I can think of.
I totally agree. And in those states where you have a Democrat governor and Democrat legislature,
it's not going to happen.
Well, constitutional amendment is still available in those states to patriots who will look at the process and get busy. It can be done.
And by the way, it needs to be done. And, you know, the rhetoric of Obama this weekend, Republicans are trying not to let you vote. That's not true. We just want election integrity. Well, this is a simple base. The same ID that you need to go into the White House, the Democratic National Convention, the Capitol, and to buy a beer. The same thing.
Well, and the idea of Joe Biden, who sponsored the legislation that has incarcerated more black people for the first time, nonviolent crime of possession of small amounts of drugs, people who belong in drug treatment, not in prison because they're not a danger to anybody, but this guy's a champion when it comes to locking up black people. The statistics don't lie. He wrote the 94 crime bill. But he turns around and says, oh, these election reforms in Georgia, that's Jim Crow.
But by the way, there's no early voting in Delaware. He's never lifted a finger to make voting more accessible in Delaware. And it's the same guy that partnered with the former Klansmen you know, to stop the integration of schools with busings. Roger, we're just out of time. You understand the constraints of time with radio.
Sure.
Well, our prayers are with your wife and our speedy recovery. And it was good to catch up with you, and hope you come back again.
God bless you, Sean. If folks who want to help us can go to stonefamilyfund.com. My wife is really waging a brave fight, and I appreciate all your support and your prayers.
All right, 800-941-SEAN is our number. Quick break, right back. Your calls on the other side, straight ahead.
Sean gets the answers no one else does. America deserves to know the truth about Congress.
All right, 25 now till the top of the hour. 800-941-SEAN, our number. You want to be a part of the program. All right, let's get to our busy telephones here as we say hi. What's the name there? I can barely read it. James is in California. James, how are you, my friend? How is the United Socialist Utopia Commie Land out there doing today?
Well, it's doing about what it's been doing for the last, 30, 40 years. So falling deeper into the hole. So, but there are a lot of Trump supporters within California.
Just not enough to get them elected there, I'll tell you that.
I'll tell you what, there's a big discrepancy on how the votes were counted this last year. So,
James, you're not going to convince me California or New York are salvageable at this point. You just can't.
No.
But anyway, what's on your mind today?
Anyway. Well, I called in today about the Alec Baldwin incident, and I just want to, kind of clarify a little bit, of my background is, former military. Former civilian law enforcement. I have acted. I've worked with prop guns. I've worked with SQIB, and actually been a victim of an accidental shooting when I was a child.
Oh man! So tell me about that shooting. How old were you? What happened?
I was 9 years old. My parents, like your parents, were in law enforcement in some aspect, and me and my sister got into a place we weren't supposed to get into. Weren't watching my little brother. My little brother wound up shooting me.
Oh boy.
Shot in the knee.
It was a very different time. I have strategically placed, I have fingerprint safes that in the dark of night, in a second, I can have my weapon in my hand. But totally, completely safe. And nobody else would be able to get in there and get it.
Right, yeah. If they would have had that technology in the early 80s.
My mother used to leave a loaded revolver on her nightstand. Which is why I think I was 10 that she looked, my parents just felt it was imperative. They knew I was a kind of, how would I say this, incorrigible child and probably curiosity would get the best of me. So they took me for gun safety lessons and it stuck. It stuck very well with me.
Yeah, no, same here, parents, being in law enforcement and stuff like that. They took us to the range. They showed us, hey, this is how you handle it. This is how you're supposed to, treat every weapon as it's loaded and everything else. It was just a stupid scenario. We should have been watching my younger brother. He was only, I think he was like 3 years old whenever it happened.
Yeah.
So,
All right. So, a lot. You've actually worked on sets of movies and when these guns are used, you've had that job?
Yes, I did a few movies. They're B-rated movies, nothing anybody's probably seen, but have worked with SQIBs and stuff like that. And just so the audience knows, the SQIBs are actually on your body, and they're what explodes to make it simulate an actual round going into somebody. So those are just as dangerous as a prop gun, and if not carefully managed and properly placed, they can hurt you be severely hurt you. So the whole thing with this whole Alec Baldwin thing, it just, anybody who's had a gun safety course, anybody who's been in the military, law enforcement, and even civilians who haven't done any of it but are gun enthusiasts and Second Amendment right people, you know, they know this. The number one rule is you never handle a gun without checking it. Everybody who has that gun has to check it.
I agree with it to a point, but there are specific people in this case, and I don't want to defend this jackass because he's a jackass. And he was told, right, according to reports, that it was a cold gun. Now, there might have been, right, other culpability because there were apparently previous incidents on this set of this movie that people have pointed out and even resulted in people leaving the job because they didn't feel the safety conditions were proper for this type of movie. So there might, right, be culpability, legal liability, though I think somebody purposely put a live round instead of a blank in the gun. I don't know that. Do I think it was Alec Baldwin? As much as I hate him, I tend to doubt he could do that. If it's somebody's job to hand him a prop gun and they say it's cold, you know, he's got to at that point believe the person that is being paid to do that job, right?
No. Well, it falls back on him. So it goes, let's start from the beginning. So you have an armorer who has experience with her father. Her father was an experienced armorer for years on movies.
But she had a problem in, I think, October 2019.
Right. And so she worked on the movie set, and she was actually the armorer on that. She wasn't quite, you know, confident in her skill, and it's not really what she wanted to do, according to past, statements she's made on radio shows and stuff. So, in interviews. So the chain of custody starts from the armorer. The armorer, you know, the whole scenario just is, there's like alarm bells going off everywhere. So first off, you know, she should be checking all the weapons before she even sets them on the cart that supposedly it was taken off of. There's a process. Beans that they were working with revolvers, the cylinder should have been dropped out. You should have looked because anybody who's worked with revolvers, they do not, you know, eject a round or a shell casing. They stay within the cylinder. And if you pop the cylinder, you should be able to see all what's in the cylinder. If it's empty, you know it's empty. You should be able to look right there as it's open and see that there's nothing lodged inside the barrel. Also, you would need a clearing rod. A clearing rod is something that they use on a lot of ranges. As you're coming off the range, they're taking a small rod and they're shoving it down the barrel to make sure there's nothing.
Well, look, we're getting deep in the weeds here. Yeah. Here's what I want to know. And this is what's got to be determined. Is who put that bullet in the gun, number one, and who said it was safe, number two, and what are these other incidents involving safety and safety protocols not being used on that set? That's where you now get into the potential of legal ramifications. But listen, I appreciate your expertise. I'm going to let let's see what forensics show. Let's see what the investigation brings. There certainly is something called involuntary manslaughter, who it might be applicable to. I'm not rushing to judgment. I believe in due process, the presumption of innocence. But I will tell you, it sounds like way too much smoke here, and nobody stepped up when they should have. And that could be criminally negligent manslaughter or homicide in some ways, at least according to the lawyers we've been interviewed. But we'll see. Thanks for the call. Moses, New Jersey, next, Sean Hannity Show.
Hey, Sean, good afternoon, my friend. Thank you so much for taking my call. It's great.
What's up, Moses? How you been?
Pretty good, man, over here in New Jersey. And, yeah, just one day at a time. It's all we can do. We're going to see what happens.
New Jersey, Moses, is hardly the promised land, by the way, but go ahead.
Got to stay positive no matter what, though. You know, make the best of the situation. But, Sean, when it comes to, like, you know, these elections coming up now, like, the way that I see it, Sean, it is not just for the GOP to win. What they need to do is fight. Because right now, what I'm concerned is that the last 5 years, the Democrats have made multiple blueprints on how to derail candidacies for any Republican president and also for a Republican president that gets in office. We have unconstitutional impeachments with no witnesses and no hearings coming from Adam Schiff. We have Adam Schiff also putting out the phone records of lawyers and also other members of Congress, while you have other members of Congress sleeping with Chinese spies ending up on intel committees. Don't even get me started on that. And then we also have We have, you know, phone records that are being, phone conversations with other leaders being leaked. What needs to happen, Sean, is that the Republicans need to respond to all these attacks in this legislative war that the Democrats are waging. They need to respond in kind so they can never happen again. I think half of Biden's cabinet need to be impeached day one when we take back the House and take back the Senate. That's a given.
Listen, I don't know, you know, what the answer is, but I'll tell you this. If the Democrats keep control of both houses with their stated political ambitions and power ambitions, it's I don't see where and how we save the Republic. Now, is that, again, hyperbole? It's not. It just is reality. Is that there's not a single thing Joe Biden is doing that's working. The Democrats will go forward with their power grab. They want to pack the courts. They want D.C., Puerto Rico statehood. They want open borders. You know, they bought into this new Green Deal, climate change, madness, socialist agenda. All of this will come to fruition, and the greatest wealth-producing country on the face of this earth that has been used to advance the human condition in ways that nobody ever dreamed of before will cease to exist. And if that happens, so goes the world. Not only do we need a strong United States, but the world needs a strong United States. You know, we've got China with their hypersonic missiles. Now China launching a satellite that apparently is capable of knocking out of the sky all of our satellites. Well, what is Joe going to do about it? Just like, you know, they've accepted the fact that Iran is going to be nuclear armed. Just like they accept the fact that it's okay to give Vladimir Putin a waiver to build a pipeline to get rich, and then we're begging him for barrels of oil that we should be getting from Alaska and Texas and Oklahoma, or begging OPEC. I mean, these are, you know, it's America last right now, and it's radical new Green Deal socialism, or it's going to be the Trump agenda, America first, secure borders, energy independence, low taxes, less bureaucracy, constitutionalists on the bench, school choice, free market healthcare solutions for Americans that protect pre-existing conditions, law and order, or no law and order, right? I mean, this is now the single biggest choice election ever in the history of that. I've been doing this now 33 years, and I'm just telling you, the choice cannot be any more clear than where we are now. And now everybody's got to ask themselves what they're going to do about it. Thank you, Moses. Quick break, right back to the phones. 800-941-SEAN. You want to be a part of the program. We'll check in with Sean Spicer at the top of the next hour. Andy Biggs on the border will update us. We'll get to your calls. All right, back to our busy phones. What's up, Cindy? How are you?
Hi, Sean. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you today?
I'm good. I was calling in just to talk to you about the shipping crisis and how we're feeling it. You know, I have a lot of concerns, obviously. I know a lot of other people do, too. But kind of wanted to talk to you from the common person, you know, coming from Alabama. Right now, you know, my children are in elementary school. And it's gotten to the point where they no longer have juice. They no longer have milk. Some schools are not even serving breakfast anymore, just lunch. They no longer are selling or giving away snacks to the children that can't afford them. And it's gotten to the point where there's days when the children are going to school and for lunch, you know, they're eating chips with some cheese on it, a little bit of salad with nothing else, and that's their lunch. And we should be concerned about this. There's a lot of children in this world that, I mean, in this country, that are, you know, they rely on breakfast and lunch in these schools. And this is becoming really bad. You know, I hear stations and people talking about Christmas presents and sweaters of different colors. I don't think that we're really focusing on the fact that, you know, children are not being fed. And, you know, I was in the grocery store the other day, at one of the large box grocery stores, and I was absolutely frightened when I saw that there was no baby food. There was no baby formula. And for infants that can't do breast milk or for mothers that can't breastfeed, you know, they rely on this stuff. This is becoming extremely concerning. All I hear about is, this $35 trillion package and this and that. But what about the children? What about the families? It's getting to the point where it's really scary. You know, we're in the shipping industry. That's our family business. And, you know, it's not the truckers. It's not the truckers at all. So,
you know, I'm listening to everything you're saying. And what you're describing is now the new normal, which isn't normal at all. And the new normal now is, you know, that America is going to have to accept less. You're not going to get 15 colors. If you want toys for Christmas, you want your kids happy, you better order by Halloween. That's not, we don't need to settle. We don't need to put our sweaters on and our thermostats down when all we have to do is go back to the policies that we know work, starting with energy independence. You start there and then start controlling your borders and create high paying American union jobs in the energy sector. You know, $250,000 a year jobs are not easy to come by in this country. And then move the agenda further. We don't need $3.5 trillion in new Green Deal socialism either. You know, this is now becoming the biggest, most distinct choice election I've ever seen. And, you know, okay, well, Donald Trump sent out mean tweets. I'll take the mean tweets and secure borders, energy independence, lower taxes, less bureaucracy, and a president that actually is aware of what day of the week it is over what we've got now. Anyway, I appreciate your call. 800-941-SEAN is our number.
Imagine a society with a digital dollar and no cash, where every penny you have could all be tracked. That's why thousands of Americans have decided to opt out of the government's plans by talking to GoldCo and putting a portion of their savings into physical gold and silver. Right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. Go to HannityGold.com to learn how you could get started today. That's HannityGold.com.
You know, since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to supporting our nation's first responders and veterans. Now, they are the heroes that put their lives on the line for our communities and our country. Heroes like U.S. Army Major Jonathan Turnbull. Now, Major Turnbull sustained devastating injuries at the hands of an ISIS suicide bomber. Now, the complete loss of his left eye, a puncture to his right eye. He needed more than 20 surgeries and countless hours of rehabilitation. Tunnel to Towers thankfully paid off his mortgage, and they gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his needs. His home also gives him hope. And with the help of people like you, the foundation supports families like the Turnbulls. Join Tunnel to Towers. This is a great mission. They support America's heroes. They're hoping all of us will donate $11 a month so this great work continues. Their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. The letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. The letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
A new dawn is coming to the U.S. stock market, and it's time to throw out the investment blueprint of the last decade and prepare for a massive shift. If you've lost money over the past 2 years, this changes everything. Hi, my name is Mark Chaikin, and I was hired to create 3 new indices for the NASDAQ based on what I've learned in 50 years on Wall Street. So believe me when I tell you this shift could send dozens of stocks soaring sky high in just the next 90 days. But this is an extreme setup I haven't seen in years, since before the 2020 crash. The last time this happened, you could have more than tripled your money by just owning one stock. And I'm revealing this number one stock to buy today, 100% free of charge at newaistock.com. The question is why? Because everyday Americans will be impacted mostly by what's coming, and I want you to be on the right side of the table when this shift happens. Don't delay. Just visit www.newaistock.com.